in the Memorial Gymnasium at Cook Inlet Academy. They'll be taking on the Eagles. Eagles in home white. T-Jacks in their away blacks, trimmed with gold and white and some more black. Justin Franchino, thanks for tossing over to me, Virgil. Taking place of Austin here, so we'll confess we don't know your team as well as the listeners probably do, but we're going to do our best to get to know them. Excited for some 1A basketball here. Both teams at the 1A division. If you recall last year, the T-Jacks, fourth place at the state tournament, taking on Sandpoint, who will be here at Cook Inlet Academy at 5:30 on Saturday. We'll also be bringing you coverage. I'll be right here with you for that as well. So, for the T-Jacks, it looks like the starters today are going to be Ian Samuelson, number 11, number 4, Mario Duarte, the big man, number 55, Dylan Larson, number 30, Gary Gould, and rounding out, number 25, I don't have a 25 on my sheet. Coach gave me the wrong numbers, so we'll figure out who he is. Ball's about to be tipped off, and we're underway here at Cook Inlet Academy. Ball's taken by the Eagles. Brady Hammond for Cook Inlet will bring it up the floor, not usually a point guard, but he'll start things up here for the Eagles. Look, a man-to-man formation from the T-Jacks. Now Ben Gross, is that Ben? Ben Grossel up top. Ball's thrown away. And Duarte coming the other way. He'll get the layup up. Won't go, but there's a foul on Brady Hammond. Brady Hammond's first, team's first. And that'll put Duarte at the free throw line for the first chance to get some points on the boards for the T-Jacks. Yesterday, King Cove was in action playing Houston's JV up there in the Valley. Winners 81-49 to bring them to 1-2 on the season. Of course, dropping that doubleheader against Sandpoint earlier in January. First free throw's good from Duarte. Still going to piece together who I'm missing. 54 is on the bench as well as, I believe it's, second one goes as well. So now it's 2-0, 20 seconds into the game. King Cove 2, Cook Inlet Academy 0. Brady brings it across the timeline, looks for a pass, that's stolen away by Samuelson. Push it ahead. Got wide open Duarte, but Grosso does a good job of getting his hands on it. Ball's going to be batted around. No whistle. Jabal Leaf with the rebound for Cook Inlet. Push it in the head is Noah Leaf. That is their star. 20 points a game and 20 rebounds a game so far is Leaf averaging. Front iron off the top of the key, three-pointer, no good. Rebounder goes to Duarte. They'll be bringing it back across the timeline just 35 seconds into the game. Three-point basket's launched and missed. That's going to be Gould. But the rebound goes to, I believe that's McNiff. We're going to go with McNiff. And that three-pointer is going to be short as well. So Noah Leaf grabbing a rebound. Like we said, he gets a lot of them, averaging 20-20 over the course of their first six games. Eagles coming the other way. Minute into this game, trailing 2-0. Hammond down the middle of the lane, puts it up. Right-handed floater, no good, but the rebound to Leaf. He'll put it back up, can't get it, gets his own board, goes up a second time, no, another rebound. This time it's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it's going to be King Cove basketball going back the other way. I'm sitting across the court side. T-Jacks will be going from my left to right in the first half. Cook Inlet Academy right to left. Samuelson bringing it across the half-court line now, 6:40 remaining, 2-0 in this first quarter. High post action, Dylan Larson back outside. Another three-pointer taken by Gould, and he'll connect this time. So a man who's not afraid to shoot the basketball, Gary Gould, makes it a 5-0 game a minute and a half into this one. Noah Leaf coming across. Sets things up, man-to-man defense from the T-Jacks. Does a good job at shaking and baking down the right middle of the lane, and the left-handed layup. Good use of the left hand, young man. That's going to be Noah Leaf for 2 points, making it a 2-5 game. Now 6:11 remaining in the first quarter. Samuelson bringing it across for the T-Jacks. He'll hit right wing. That's going to be Gould back up top. Now left corner. And a nice look across the lane to Mario Duarte. That's 4 points now for him, going with those two free throws he hit to begin the game. And now it's 7-2. King Co with a five-point lead. 5:45 remaining in the first quarter. Jabal Leaf tries to go to the corner to Hammond. That's going to be picked off. Samuelson looking ahead. A pass to Gould. Shot, no good. Rebound comes up to Duarte. He's in the right corner. He's going to take a three-pointer, and he's going to be in and out on that one. Noah Leaf with another rebound. He'll bring it up for the Cook Inlet. The Eagles in the home white. He'll be guarding it. He's going to be looking for an open man. So far, everybody's kind of standing around. Jabal Leaf now has the ball on the left wing, back up top to Robert Walsh. Almost lost it, but he doesn't. Fake, and a three is launched off the back iron. No, with the rebound, though. And on the putback, no call foul. And there's going to be a push ahead. Here comes Gould, one-on-one with Grossel. Picked up the ball, might have got away with the travel, but no, he didn't. Too many steps. It's not the NBA, son. We're going to go the other way. Brady Hammond going to be inbounding for the Eagles now, trailing 2-7 to the T-Jacks. 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. We're in Soldotna, Alaska, at Cook Inlet Academy's home gym here. 2-1A team squaring off. High screen from Jabal Leaf. Noah goes to the left, but gets it off his foot, but he recovers it before it goes out of bounds. Little handoff pass to Brady. Good pressure defense from the T-Jacks. Not letting a lot of things penetrate from the top of the arc. Short timeout's going to be called by the Eagles, as it looks like Hunter Mose is going to get ready to check into the game. No substitutions yet for King Cove. So far in action, like we said, last night, Houston JV talked to Coach Newman, said that they had a good, strong outing there. They won the game by 32 points, 81-49, so a nice start against a much larger school. It's a JV school, but that's a school of probably 300-plus high school students, quite a bit bigger than our 1A school, so still a feat to be proud of for King Cove. As you know, the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles won't know these guys as well. Noah Leaf leads their way, 21 points a game and 21 rebounds a game. Yes, I kid you not, he's averaging a 20-20. Unreal numbers for him. Brady Hammond averaging 8-7, the other senior for the Eagles. Those are their two captains as well. Eagles inbounds right in front of King Cove's basket. The ball's going to be knocked away. This time it's going to be brought up and pushed ahead. That's Graydon Severn who just came into the game, but Grossel steals it, and we're going to come back. For the Eagles here, a chance to cut into this five-point deficit, 4.5 remaining in the first quarter, 2-7, down by 5 to the Thunderjacks. Hammond on the right wing, he's going to drive baseline, he's going to be cut off by Dylan Larson. Back up to Mose. Mose now, right elbow jumper, high off the glass, no good, tries to get his own rebound, finally does, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by McNiff. So we're going to stay right here. Ball belongs to Cook Inlet, they'll be passing under their own basket, box, set, high screens. Jabal Leaf goes to the right wing. Free throw line. Grossel back up top to Noah. Noah's now going to drive on the right side. Goes back three guys and a layup is good. Noah Leaf for his fourth points. Now a 4-7 game. 4:15 remaining in the first quarter. Samuelson brings it back up for King Cove. On the right wing now is Gould. Like we may have a 2-1-2 from Cook Inlet. Ball's pounded inside to Larson. Tries the nifty under, over and under. Can't get it to go. And the rebound will stay right here with T-Jack. Samuelson up high. It's going to be Severn. Severn launches. It's going to be well right of the basket on the floor. And it's going to be three men on the floor. And it's going to be a jump ball. We're going to stay here with King Cove. Good hustle there. As two guys diving to the floor with Brady Hammond. They're able to cause that jump ball. As it's going to be Duarte checking back into the game. He's going to give the big man Larson a blow. So now we've had everybody but Anthony Reeve checking into the game thus far. Or excuse me, we have also not had Babcock into the game for King Cove. Severn now going to set things up. He hits on the left corner. Wide open three-pointer Samuelson, unable to connect. And Noah Leaf coming down with yet another rebound. So we see that his 20-20 thing may be legit. 3.5 remaining in the first quarter. Now Brady Hammond up top picks up the ball near the half-court line. Dangerous thing to do. Gets it to Leaf, Jabal Leaf, right back to him. And a right-handed floater. Nice little hook shot in the lane. Brady Hammond's on the board now. Just a 6-7 game as King Cove leads by one. 3:20 remaining in this first quarter action here on KSDP 830 AM. Ball goes to the baseline. It's going to be Duarte, goes back up to the right elbow, to Severn, pounds it into the lane, goes hard off the glass right at Leaf for 2 points for Severn. A great strong take by him, and the lead's back up to 3-9-6. 3 minutes remaining in this first period of action at Cook Inlet Academy. Noah Leaf up top. He's going to be guarded by Samuelson, and they're going to call him for a blocking foul. So that will be Samuelson's first foul, as well as the first foul for King Cove. So one foul apiece here so far. As the King Cove will be still playing the man-to-man defense here. Jabal Leaf takes a seat. Robert Walsh into the game for him. Brady Hammond inbounding it near half court, right between half court and the King Cove bench. He'll go to Mose. Mose being pressured in that corner. It's a dangerous place between the sideline and the half court line. He'll drive into the key, and there'll be another foul called on King Cove. So Cook Inlet being a little bit more aggressive here, looking to drive. And there's going to be some blocking fouls picked up. That's always the reward you get when you are aggressive. That's going to be McNeff's first foul and the team's second. 2:49 remaining in the first quarter as the Eagles in that box set inbounding on their baseline. High screens. Noah and Walsh go off that screen and drive it into the lane as Moes, a great pass from Brady off of the inbounds play, and Hunter Moes, 2 points. Now it's a one-point game again, 9-8 in favor of the T-Jacks. They also possess the basketball, 2.5 remaining in the first. Entry pass to Duarte. He's not able to hit that layup. Rebound to Leaf once again. Broken record time, 2.5 remaining. Cook Inlet with the ball. Up, or down by one, excuse me. Brady Hammond trying a crossover dribble. Not successful, but Noah Leaf picks it up in the backcourt. And because it was off a T-Jack, it will not be over and back. He tries to set things up for the Eagles. It's a pass and screen situation off this man-to-man defense. Walsh back up top to Moes. He's almost at the half-court line. Penetrates by McNeff, throws it up in the air, and that's going to be a foul called. I believe that's going to be on Graydon Severin. That'll be his first and the team's third. So after not fouling for 4.5 minutes, the last minute, there have been 3 quick fouls picked up by the T-Jacks. So far, only one apiece for Samuelson, McNeff, and Severin. Only foul on the Cook Inlet side has been Brady Hammond. As Moes goes to the free throw line, see if he can tie this up or potentially take the lead. First shot's good. So 3 points now for Moes. As Duarte takes a break, Larson comes back in the game for him. See if that can get him some muscle down low, some easy baskets. As Moes is going to look to take that second shot. And break the tie, and he can't. It's off the front iron, so we're all knotted up at 9. But Leaf, Noah Leaf comes up with the rebound. Nice little pass off to Brady Hammond, who connects. Great basket by Brady Hammond. Now 4 points for him, and it's Cook Inlet's first lead of the game, 11-9. 2 minute warning here in the first quarter. Samuelson goes to the right wing. It's going to be Gould. He goes back up top to McNeff. Now in the corner to Samuelson. Dribbles it back up top. Man-to-man set, I believe. Well, maybe a 1-3-1. Looks like a 1-3-1 from Cook Inlet. Classic Cook Inlet defense. Run since the beginning of time. Back out Samuelson now. He's wide open for a three-pointer on the right side, but it's back off the hard iron. But the ball flies right into the hands of Severin. No one's around him. Sometimes you just get gifted with the rebound, and a great putback being in the right place at the right time is Graydon Severin. We're all knotted up at 11 here. Minute 20 remaining in the first quarter. Brady Hammond drives baseline, tries to get by Severin, and ooh, he got called to the foul. That's going to be his second personal, team's fourth. So you got to be careful there. 2 fouls early. Oftentimes, the strategy is if you have more fouls than it is quarters, you're going to get pulled, and that's exactly what happens. As Severin takes a break, Duarte coming in for him, and the first time for the Eagles, it's going to be Lucas Craig, looks like. He's going to check in. Ball's inbounded under the Cook Inlet's own basket. Nice little lob pass. Great look from Moes. Just lobs it up for Noah Leaf, who puts in 2. That's 6 for him now on the period. Almost half of the Eagles' points as they go back ahead. 13-11. 1 minute remaining here. First period of action. Slobodna, Alaska. Cook Inlet, the host team. And your King Cove T-Jacks in black. Oop pass. Beautiful look from the corner. That was Samuelson with an alley-oop to Duarte. 6 points for him now. He was in the left corner and just lobbed it right up there. Good put back by Duarte, and we're knotted up at 13 again. So great basketball here early on at the Cook Inlet Memorial Gymnasium. Here's Noah Leaf with the ball up top. He's being hounded by Samuelson. Good job at pressure defense, but keeping his hands off him. No foul called. Noah Leaf going to dribble to the trouble now. He's going to be double-teamed in the corner. Passes it off to Moes, who launches it over the much bigger Larson. Can't get it to go. It's going to be Walsh with the rebound, Grossel with the rebound. That's no good. And the T-Jacks going to push it ahead. A great fast break, but Duarte can't quite finish. Tries to bat away his own miss, and it goes out of bounds. It was a great fast break, but just unable to finish. Tried to go over the top of that rim. That's going to make it more difficult sometimes. 17.5 seconds now remaining. Cook Inlet trying to go the length of the court to see if they can break this 13-13 tie. Moes has got the ball. He's got to get across the timeline. You've only got 10 seconds. He goes back to Leaf, looking to try to get ahead. It's going to be close. He still is in the backcourt, and it's going to be a 10-second violation as the T-Jacks did a good job. That was Samuelson and Gould trapping Leaf before he was able to get it past the half-court line. So now just 10 ticks remaining in the first, 13-13 all. King Cove inbounding at the half-court line. That's Samuelson across the half-court line. He'll bring it into the front court, now being guarded by Moes. High screen up top. 4 seconds now. He tries to launch it in Duarte, but it's batted away. Picked up by Grossel and at the buzzer. A long launch from Leaf, so that's going to be before the buzzer goes. And so, at the end of one, it is 13-13 tie between the King Cove T-Jacks and the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. We'll take a 1 minute break and be back for second quarter action here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m.
All right, Justin calling in live from Soldotna, Alaska. Cook Inlet Academy, to be specific. We will be back here in just a moment. Let's give a thanks out to King Cove.
The city of King Cove is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cove is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the city of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
Programming for KSTP comes to you in part by GCI, offering telecommunications services around Alaska, including cell phone, internet, and television. For more details, www.gci.com.
All right. We're ready. We're back here. Second quarter action in Soldotna, Alaska. King Cove T-Jacks taking on the home team in White Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. Private Christian school here in the Soldotna area. It's tied up at 13-13, and Noah Leaf going to get the ball to start out the first second quarter. He drives baseline, and he's going to go up. Can't get it to go, but he's going to be fouled on the shot. He'll go to the free throw line for a pair. He's going to try to add to that team high 6 points that Noah Leaf has going so far. That's the second foul now on Ian Samuelson. So foul trouble starting to rack up now for the T-Jacks. Two fouls on Samuelson and two fouls on Severin. One foul on McNeff to round out their 5 team fouls to the 1 team foul on Cook Inlet's side. So the first free throw is going to be up and good by Noah Leaf. It's Duarte, McNeff, Larson, Gould, and Samuelson in the game for the T-Jacks. Second free throw is no good, but it's going to be tied up. Great hustle here early from Hunter Mose. He's going to get in there with the big trees and cause a jump ball, but the ball is going to be going back to the Thunderjacks. Thunderjacks, excuse me. I just learned that today. Apparently it's a grizzly bear. The Thunderjack. Solid name. So just 11 seconds now into the second quarter of action. It's a 14-13 ball game. King Cove with the ball, and they're trailing by one. High post action. Larson down into the right block. Beautiful set play there. And Duarte, first 2 points of the quarter for the T-Jacks as they go back up ahead 15-14. A little bit of a soft full court pressure here, kind of a man-to-man situation. Cook Inlet breaks it easily. Jabal Leaf on the right wing tries to go back to his brother. Noah can't hit him. Now into the key. It's going to be Brady one-on-two, but the ball's going to be knocked away. Good steal by McNeff, pushing it up ahead is Samuelson. Great ball handler for King Cove, and he'll set things back up. Cook Inlet in this, I believe it's a 1-3-1 zone. And they're going to go to the left wing now. It's going to be Gould back up top. High, high post is going to be Larson. Now it's Samuelson on the right side. Long three-pointer, front iron, no good. Rebounds knocked around, eventually picked up by Mose of the Eagles, but it's stripped away. Larson just took it right out of his hands, and he'll be fouled on the baseline. A great effort by Mose, but the significantly larger Larson just comes and rips it right away. Great hands by him. So it's going to be the basket's going to be on the baseline as King Cove is going to look to pass it under their own basket. That's Brady Hammond's second personal foul. And it looks like Noah Leaf is going to actually take the break. I thought they might take Brady out with the two quick fouls. Beautiful inbounds. An alley-oop to Mario Duarte. And it's just a set play. He comes off the screen, goes into that right low block, and an alley-oop straight off of the basket. Now it's 17-14, three-point advantage for King Cove. 6:40 remaining in the second quarter. Hammond now, he's going to shoot a right high post jump shot. No good. Rebound Duarte. He's got to look ahead. He's got a man, and then he hits it. McNeff now starts on the left, crosses over to the right, and he'll be fouled by Robert Walsh. His first going to the free throw line is going to be J.C. McNeff. For a couple, see if they can push this lead up to 5. Thunderjacks led early. They led as much as 7-4 before Cook Inlet tied it all up and pushed it ahead 11-9. So a lot of back and forth action here early. Good competitive ball. This is a 1A situation, both teams in the 1A division, so there's always that chance they'd meet each other at state. McNeff can't get the first free throw to go. Second one also going to be off the iron, and the rebound is going to go to the Thunderjacks. We're going to stay right here. Samuelson, pull-up jumper. Nice elevation over the top of Walsh, and he's going to get that one to go. So now Samuelson with 2 points, and now it's a 20-14 game. Jabal Leaf almost loses it, but comes across. He's going to push it ahead to Mose. Mose now with the ball up top. He's guarded by Gould in this man-to-man situation. Jabal Leaf with the pick and roll. That looks like it's going to be a legal screen. Kind of came over to him. You got to be set when you make those. And Jabal just kind of pushed his arms forward a little bit. The ref caught him. And now with six remaining in the second quarter, the Thunder Jacks get the ball back. And they're ahead 20-14, enjoying their largest lead of the game. Samuelson pushing over the right wing now is Gould. High post, right side. Larson takes it off the glass and in. Beautiful use of the glass. As Coach McMillan of the Eagles says, I've seen enough. Let's take a timeout and talk about things. So with 5:57 remaining in the second quarter of action, it's a 14-20 deficit for Cook Inlet. Looking ahead for King Cove, they are going to be playing a lot of basketball here. This is your long road trip of the season. Starting January 18th through the 25th, they played and they beat Houston JV yesterday 81-49. They'll be playing here today, and then tomorrow, back on the road, going back up to Anchorage, they'll be playing Lumen Christi Archangels, also a team in Cook Inlet's conference. And then on Saturday, they're going to be coming back down to Nicolivas. So they're going to go 2.5 hours north tomorrow. Then they're going to come back, and it'll end up being about a 4-hour drive to come all the way back to Nicolivas. That's an hour and a half south of where we are here in Soldotna to play the Warriors, last year's runner-up at state. And then on Monday, they'll turn back around, go back up to Anchorage to play Birchwood Christian, who's also in this region with Nicolivas, Lumen, and Cook Inlet. Then on Tuesday, they're going to stay in the area, finally. They'll be playing Wasilla Lake Christian, and then rounding things out that Wednesday in Sioux Valley, which is just a little north of Anchorage, about an hour north of Anchorage. So a lot of basketball coming up for your Thunder Jacks. There was no girls game at Cook Inlet today because Cook Inlet girls do not have a girls basketball team. Cook Inlet with the ball. They're going to be full-court pressure, man-to-man situation. As Brady Hammond looks to penetrate, he's going to be fouled by Duarte in the backcourt. Duarte's first foul, team six. So on the next foul, it's going to be a bonus situation for the Eagles until the remainder of this halftime. Only four fouls called on the Eagles thus far. Eagles now trying to inbound from right in front of their own bench. The ball goes to the Leaf, but it's going to be stripped away by Larson. And here come the Thunder Jacks now with the basketball. Samuelson back up top. He's being guarded very tightly by Mose. Little crossover dribble. Separation afforded by a screen. Long three, about 3 feet behind the three-point line. It's going to be well short right off the front iron. And Noah Leaf will get the rebound for the Eagles. He'll push it ahead. They're going to try to cut in this 8-point deficit. Launches from way he was about the same spot that Samuelson was. He gets the basket. That's not going to fall, but the rebound goes to Brady Hammond, and he'll get fouled on the putback. So Hammond's going to go back, going to go to the free throw line. First time tonight for him. And that will also be the bonus situation from now on for Cook Inlet. Foul's going to be called on Dylan Larson. That's his first personal. So Brady Hammond, senior here at Cook Inlet Academy, misses that off the front iron. He'll get a second chance here to cut into this 8-point lead. It's 22-14 King Cove, 5:23 remaining in this second quarter. Hammond makes the second one. Now 22-15. No full court pressure here from Cook Inlet. So Samuelson will just bring the ball up nice and easy. Mose tried to force him to his left. Well, behind the back action, another high screen now from Gould. They're doing that. Good job at taking that screen away. Back fires over to Gould. It's going to be in and out off the three-pointer. No good. Noah Leaf, once again, a rebound. He'll go to Brady Hammond, who will push it across the timeline. So Brady, typically a post player, has been doing a lot of point guard duty today, and he gets it stripped away as he tried to pass it over to Mose. It's going to be picked up by Gould. He'll go to that right side now. Samuelson, nowhere to go. Dribble it back up top. 1-3-1 defense from Cook Inlet Academy here. King Cove with the ball in a 7-point lead. 4 minutes and 44 seconds remaining until halftime. Gould dumps it off. Duarte gets it to go. Left block. Can't fall, though. Out of bounds. Knocked away by the Eagles. So the T-Jacks will get to pass it in underneath their own basket. Nice 7-point cushion. And off the inbounds, it's going to be a nice, another little oop play. They keep running that, just a little cross-screen action. Gould, an alley-oop to Duarte. That's how he's got his last 4 points. Beautiful inbounds plays. You got to be able to execute. 24-15 now, the largest lead of the game for the T-Jacks. Noah Leaf in the open floor. Skies right by Larson. Nice layup for Noah Leaf now, as he has 9 points on the evening for the Eagles. Now this 1-3-1 defense again. They're just trying to. There's this one guy, Moe's guarding Samuelson up top. He gets a screen from Gould. Dump inside. Duarte can't hit the right-handed floater. And the rebound comes to the big man Larson. Fires it back out top over the heads of Gould and Samuelson. It runs into the T-Jack bench. And it looks like Coach Newman wants a full timeout. And they're going to award him with that. So with 3:56 remaining in the half, it's 24-17. T-Jacks up by 7. But, of course, if you're listening to this, you might be following Sam Point Eagles as well. Today in action, Sam Point is playing up at Birchwood Christian. That's where King Cove is going to be on Monday. And, of course, these two teams squared off in early January. Sam Point hosting for the boys. They won that first game 45-43 and the second one 55-47. In that first game, it was 22 points from Mario Duarte, 13 from Ian Samuelson, 4 from Gary Gould, and 2 apiece from Larson and McNeff. Severin and Babcock were not present in that first game, but they've joined the team now. This team looking to come back to the state tournament after being in fourth place last year, beating their Cross Village rival, Sam Point. Great game there. Looks like a 44-41 win for fourth place at the state tournament in Anchorage last season. Now, both of these teams, a great chance to get back this year, but I'll tell you who could be standing in their way. The Nanilchik Wolverines, the defending 1A state champions, beating Nikolaevsk in the 1A state championship last year. They're back, although they only lost one senior, and returning the big man, Austin White. So they're going to be a threat to impose. Hopefully, talking to Coach Newman, they're going to be able to see that team while they're here. They played them at state last year and lost to them on Nanilchik's road to victory. But this team is back. They haven't lost a lot. They're returning their core from what Coach Newman tells me. So it's big things ahead for the T-Jacks if they continue to execute and play hard. Robert Walsh now with the ball. He's going to go to Brady Hammond in the corner now. Jabal Leaf takes a long jumper. Going to be well short, and it's going to be Duarte coming up. It's a two-on-one situation. Him and McNeff on Leaf. Nice little bounce pass, and it's going to be McNeff kissing it off the glass. 2 points for J.C. McNeff, though now it makes 3 on the evening for him. Now a 26-17 lead. Back up by 9 is King Cove. 3:24 remaining in the half. Noah Leaf with the ball now, trying to go around McNeff. He's going to be handed off to Samuelson. Back up top. Gould holding Moe's at the half-court line as he tries to set things up for the Eagles. He's going to drive, receive that high screen from Jabal Leaf. He launches from, well, for about 18 feet out. Can't get it to go, and the rebound is going to go to Gary Gould. He'll hand it off to the point guard, Samuelson. Ian Samuelson doing most of the ball handling for the T-Jacks in this game so far. Comes off the screen, long three, and he nails it about 2 feet behind the line. Great shot there from Ian Samuelson. Now 5 points in this second quarter. That is his total for the evening. 2:45 remaining in the half, 29-17. Thunderjacks by 12. I keep saying Thunderjacks. That's not a thing. Thunderjacks. I'm going to get it. It's my first game with you guys, so bear with me. Noah Leaf with the ball at the top. He's going to try to go to the hole, and before the shot, he actually made the layup, but on the floor, they're going to call the foul on Samuelson. So he's got to be careful now. His third personal foul and the eighth team foul for the T-Jacks, so two more until they get to that double bonus situation, but even though it was on the floor, because it's a one-on-one situation, Noah Leaf will try to make a couple of free throws here as Ben Grossel checks back into the game for Jabal Leaf for the Eagles. Coming back in for the Thunderjacks is going to be Graydon Severin. He had 2 fouls, sitting a little bit. Coach Newman wanted to make sure he didn't get another player into foul trouble. So 2:32 remaining in the half. Noah Leaf takes his first shot. If it goes in, he'll get another one. It's hard off the iron, but Brady Hammond's right there for a rebound. He goes up. It's going to be a nice block by Severin. It's going to go out of bounds. So Cook Inlet will remain with the basketball. They'll be passing in underneath their own basket on their baseline. That box set high, usually a high screen, as Noah rolls to the basket and tries to go. So classic play. They just got 2 guys in the low block going up for those high screens on the high post, and Noah just rolls to the basket on the weak side of the inbound. He gets the ball, and he can't make the layup, but he will be fouled. So he's going to go back to the free throw line where he was 1 of 2 earlier in the quarter, trying to cut into this 12-point deficit. First free throw's back iron. And for the first time tonight, Anthony Reeve checks into the game. He'll come in for Graydon Severin. So again, foul trouble for the T-Jacks. 2 fouls for Severin and 3 for Samuelson. McNeff and Larson each have 1. Eagles, only person with more than 1 foul is Brady Hammond. Second free throw is going to be connected on this time at Leaf, so he's 2 of 4 for the line on the evening. Now 2.5 remaining in the half, 29-18. Thunderjacks with the ball and an 11-point lead. Looking to penetrate on this 1-3-1 zone. Nice cross-court pass, and it's going to be Gould had Reeve wide open. They cross-courted it from the left wing down to the right block, but as Reeve got the ball, he shuffled his feet, so unfortunately that will be a travel, and Cook can let with that ball, trying to cut into this 11-point deficit. They'll bring it across the timeline. As the Thunder Jacks remain in this man-to-man defense. They've been playing for the whole game. Now it's going to be about 4 feet away from the right three-point line wing area is Mose. He tries to go to the basket. It's just stripped away. Great hands by Gould. Just put his hands on the ball. And instead of a tie-up, he just ripped it away, and now they'll come back the other way. King Cove with the ball now. Up top, minute 50 remaining in the half. Gould with the ball. He'll go to that right wing to the big man Larson. Back up top. Good patience from the T-Jacks. Now as McNeff reverses the ball back over to Gould on the left wing. He's going to go back up top to Larson and reverses it to the right baseline now as McNeff looks inside. Duarte's being guarded and didn't have a great angle there, but he throws it anyway. And Grossel is going to tie up Duarte. Jump ball, possession arrow remains with Cook. Actually going to go to the Cook Inlet Eagles as Jabal Leaf checks in for Hunter Mose. Short timeout taken by the T-Jacks here with a minute 32 remaining in the half, and it's 29-18, the T-Jacks with an 11-point advantage. So far for Cook Inlet Academy this year, they've been playing a lot of conference teams, a lot of tough teams. They won their opener here at the Cook Inlet Academy Classic, 47-32 over Kodiak ESS. That's a combination of a lot of villages in Kodiak that actually come together, and they play together. Even though they're coming from different schools, they actually play with one another as one team. So that makes it very difficult to get together as a village, to be able to practice together, to try to get practices, let alone games. You can imagine how hard it is to get everybody on the same page if you're coming from the same school. But you're coming from different schools, and that's a whole different thing. Cook Inlet was victorious in that first one of the season. Two, and then since then, they are 2 of 6 on the year. Cook Inlet with the ball now, out of the timeout. Brady Hammond on the right wing. He's going to cross over. He's going to drive baseline, tries to throw it up over Reeve. Can't get it to go. Noah Leaf with one more rebound. It's going to be bounced off his foot, though, and it goes outside to Walsh. So Noah regains possession now, just 1 minute remaining in the half, looking around to see what's open. Grossel now back up top near the half-court line. Goes to that right wing, Brady, but he's about 5 feet away from the three-point line. Now to the corner, Robert Walsh launches for three. Short, rebound, Leaf goes up, fouled by Duarte. He's going to go back to the free-throw line. So a good job by Noah Leaf so far, getting to that hole. That's his third trip on the quarter. That's now 50 seconds remaining, trying to cut into this 11-point lead. That's Duarte's second foul. So he'll join Severn with two fouls, as Samuelson, of course, has three. Now 10 team fouls for the T-Jacks. Into the game for the Eagles, Hunter Mose. He'll give Jabal Leaf a blow. And Duarte is going to come out with those two fouls. It brings in Graydon, who also has two fouls. So got to be careful here if you're Severn and Samuelson. So Samuelson actually on the bench, so he can avoid those fouls. Second free throw, no good by Leaf. He misses them both. Rebound goes to Severn. Push ahead. Now Gould with the ball. 45 seconds remaining. We'll see how much time they want to take off the clock before they take a shot. Going to be Severn driving baseline. He's going to go into Grossel up and over the top of him, and that's 2 points for Graydon Severn. Now 6 points on the evening, and it's a 31-18 advantage for the Thunder Jacks. Noah Leaf across the timeline now, 25 seconds remaining for number 25. He goes to Brady Hammond on the high post, tries to dribble, but there's going to be a travel call before the foul. Looks like he might have ran into some trouble, but before that, he shuffled his feet. So now 20 seconds remaining. King Cove trying to go the length of the floor. Here's going to be a full court defense here picked up. Looks kind of a 3-2 from Cook Inlet. And Gould breaks it easily, pushes it ahead, but it's knocked away by Leaf. Walsh comes up with it. Right back to Leaf now, just 13 seconds remaining. 31-18, King Cove with the sizable advantage as their largest lead of the game. Noah Leaf now on that right wing. Goes by two guys. Can't quite grab the ball. Picks it back up. Left-handed shot. No good in the lane. And with the time expires, King Cove won't even look to get a shot off. But a great first half from both teams as King Cove leading 31-18. Before we take a break here, let's look at the first half scoring for King Cove. Graydon Severn has 6 points, all two-point baskets. J.C. McNiff has 3 points off a two-point basket and a one-of-two outing from the free throw line. Mario Duarte has 12 points, including two free throws, 2 for 2 from the line. He's perfect. Ian Samuelson has 5 points, a two-pointer and a three-pointer. Three-point basket in the first from Gary Gould, and rounding out 31 points for King Cove, it's 2 from Dylan Larson. Over on the Cook Inlet side, it's 3 points from Hunter Mose, 5 from Brady Hammond, and their leading scorer, Noah Leaf, now with 10 points. Again, he's averaging 21 and 21 on the season, so definitely want to key in on him if you are a T-Jack. So that's the numbers here, and we will take about an 8-minute break. We'll kick it back to the studio, and then we'll come back for second half action. You're listening to high school basketball here on KSDP 830 AM out of Sandpoint. This has been Justin Franchino joining me for the second half. My partner, Mike Kaitonen, he'll be here, and thanks to Virgil for setting us up. Proud to be able to bring you basketball. As I know most of you can't come all out this way, but we're glad to inform you the best that we can. So an 8-minute break, and we'll be back for second half action here on KSDP 830 AM.
All right, I'll bring you into the queue, Justin. Thank you so much for that first half. We'll give a shout-out to our sponsors and make a nice request. Become a member today, apradio.org/members.
I want to take a quick moment and thank you so much for tuning into the program that you are listening to right now. And we also want to take this time to thank the sponsors of KSDP who make these programs a reality and a possibility. So thank you so much to the Aleutians East Borough, also the City of Sandpoint, Peninsula Airways, and GCI, TelAlaska, the City of King Cove, the Shumigan Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation. Also thank you to Eider Air and the Aleut Corporation. Without these sponsors, KSDP could not do what it does today. And if you'd like to become a corporate sponsor, please give us a call, 383-5737. Any amount helps, and we really appreciate your time and your support to KSDP, the only source of media in the Eastern Aleutian region of Alaska. Hey, you are tuned in right now to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM, King Cove, Alaska. You hear on the radio us talk all the time about people who make these programs possible, and those are our corporate underwriters. But really, this isn't about corporate underwriters. KSDP and the services we provide are about the listeners. You, the people in our communities who tune in to hear the programs that you need. Fish reports, news, weather, basketball programming, entertainment and music, all sorts of things that come only through KSDP in our region. We need you to support and be a member of KSDP. If you haven't been a member before, it's really easy. For a donation of any amount, you can come down to our station and become a member. It really makes things happen around here, and it really shows the support to the world outside that KSDP has here in the Aleutian East Borough. So please do not wait. Become a member of KSDP. We really need your support right now in the time of fiscal budget cuts that we are in. Membership has never been more important. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great day.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, oh, yeah.
Thanks, Virgil.
Yeah, he does have good form.
All right, second half action here, just a minute away. It's a halftime score here at Cook Inlet Academy. It's your King Cove T-Jacks 31 and the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles 18. Justin Franchino alongside me, Mike Kaitonen joining me for the second half. Good to have you here, Mikey.
Great to be here, Justin.
We are on KSDP 8:30 a.m. out of Sandpoint, Alaska. Mike and I usually call in games for KSRM, so it's our privilege to be able to bring you live high school basketball here. As many of you unable to get to Soldotna and understand that, that's a heck of a commute. So we're glad to be able to bring basketball to you on the air. It was a 13-13 first quarter, Mike, but then it was 18-5 in that second quarter. King Cove really pulled away. Man-to-man defense we saw from the first half from the T-Jacks. Cook Inlet going to that 1-3-1. Mike and I very familiar with that, as we've been players and coaches here at Cook Inlet Academy. It's a staple that they've run for years, but T-Jacks doing a really good job of being able to exploit it. They were going across the court, going left side to right side, reversing the ball just like you want to in a zone, and then finding that weak side, which is the Achilles heel of the 1-3-1. They'll get the ball now to start things in the second half. They'll go right to left here, our right to left, as we face the scorer's table. T-Jacks Samuelson goes into the corner to Severin, but he's not able to make the three-pointer. Jabal Leaf with an acrobatic rebound, but it's going to go out of bounds, and we'll stay right here with the T-Jacks. 15 seconds into the second half action here. 13-point lead, that's the largest of the game for the T-Jacks after being tied up at the end of the first quarter. Samuelson goes into the air, almost lost it. Bounce pass into Duarte, back into the corner. Severin, no good. Ball's going to be tipped away and eventually off of Gould. Possession arrow belonging to Cook Inlet. 31-18. This is last year, Cook Inlet didn't even actually have a team. They had a three-time state championship boys team. Last year, unable to field a team, but they're back in action now. Coach McMillan in his first year. Coach senior Noah Leaf leading the way along with Brady, who drives the basket as we speak, but he can't get that layup to go. It's going to be Dylan Larson who picks it up, pushing it ahead to Severin. Nice little dump off, but before the pass to Duarte, he's going to get called for a traveling violation. 40 seconds into the second half here, still 31-18, no scores here yet. Leading scorer for King Cove in that first half was Mario Duarte with 10. Graydon Severin with 6. So Mike, I missed that. What happened?
Jabal Leaf swung the ball there to the wing and just a drop pass out of bounds. Turnover.
Unforced errors for the Eagles. Samuelson pushes it across the timeline. Still same score, minute into the second half, 31-18. Gould up top to Samuelson. Samuelson now drives to his left, goes to the left corner. Nice ball movement as Gould and Severin go back and forth. But unfortunately, in the meantime, it was Duarte watching, and he was caught camping in the key. 3-second violation. Turnover back to the Eagles. Here in Soldotna, Alaska, it's 2.5 hours south of Anchorage. Soldotna Kenai area. Big schools here, Soldotna High School, Kenai High School, and Nikiski High School. Brady Hammond drives in the lane, and he's going to be fouled. I believe that's on Graydon Severin. If that's the case, he's going to have to be careful. It's his third personal foul. So foul trouble, the biggest concern now for the T-Jacks as they lead by 13. Brady Hammond going to the line for a pair. A lot of development here from Brady. Been good to see him. He's a lot of ball handling responsibility. As a freshman or a sophomore, that would have not been the case. And Hammond's able to get the first free throw to drop. He's now 2 of 3 up from the line on the evening as McNeff checks back into the game for Severin. McNeff had actually started the game. Severin had come off the bench, and now we'll go back to what our original starters were on the evening. As Hammond's going to take the second free throw. Can't get that one to drop. Noah Leaf with another big rebound and a putback. That's and one basketball. Noah Leaf going back to the line for the Eagles, so a great rebound by him again. Mike, Noah Leaf is averaging 21-21 on the season.
20-20, that's pretty incredible, especially in only 32 minutes in a high school basketball game to be getting rebounds at that rate. It's kind of amazing.
Leaf, second free throw. That's the first free throw. No good. Almost a tip-in by Grossel. I'm not even sure if it was off him or a T-Jack's hand, but it almost went in. Either way, it doesn't, and the rebound comes to the T-Jack's. 6:40 remaining in the third period, up by 10. Corner shot by Gould. No good. That was a three-pointer in the left corner, and Brady Hammond rips down the rebound now as the Eagles trail 21-31. Jabal Leaf on the right wing. He shuffles his feet. He was trying to grab that basketball, and in the meantime, he shuffled the feet. So now a minute and a half into the third. T-Jax with the ball, looking to extend that lead back in. Keeping it at double digits so far, 31-21. Come back in, Cook Inlet still running that 1-3-1 zone. As Samuelson goes to the left wing, dumps down to the corner to Gould, who will drive right past Jabal. Little floater on the left baseline is good for Gould. Now 5 points on the evening, 33-21. Kinko back up by 12. Leaf pushing it ahead. He'll cross the timeline now. Still man-to-man defense from the T-Jax. It appears to be what they like to run, at least in this game. Jabal with a nice give and go to Noah, but that's going to be off his feet, it looks like they're going to say. And so Thunderjacks will regain possession. 2 minutes into the third, 33-21. Samuelson with the ball now, crosses the timeline. Goes into that left corner to Gould, back up to the left block to Samuelson. He drives, pull up just inside the three, and it's going to be off the iron. No good. Rebound by Duarte outside to McNeff, back up top. Deep three taken by Samuelson. Back iron, no good. But on the left high post, it's a rebound by Gould. Great feet inside to Duarte, and Duarte connects now with a team-high 12. So he's pacing Noah Leaf as their two top scorers for each team. Duarte now with 12, 35-21, as Jabal Leaf dumps it inside to his brother Noah, who's going to get it, put it up, and it's good. So a nice feed from Jabal into that right low block as Noah Leaf, 14 points for him. See if Duarte can answer on this one-on-one affair. 5:15 remaining in the third, but not able to get back are the Eagles. McNeff pushes it ahead, and Duarte, I believe, with another basket, and now 14 for him. So Noah and Mario back and forth, but a 14-point advantage, 37-23 for the T-Jax. Brady Hammond now top of the key. He goes to the left side to Walsh. Tries to go right back to Brady, but it's knocked away. Walsh will come up with it. Leaf's going to grab it, and Coach McMillan for the Eagles is going to call a full timeout. Says we need to organize the puppies a little bit here. 5 minutes remaining in the third, 37-23. So Mike just joined us at the second half here. Didn't have an advantage of seeing the action in the first half because he was at work. But Mike, what do you see here early in this third quarter action?
Well, so far a pretty slow-paced game. Both teams sort of electing to walk the ball up the floor. No one's really pushing too much in transition. I like what I saw from the T-Jacks on the last possession there. Cook and then tried to full-court press, and they quickly move the ball up the floor with passing and was able to get a layup there. If Cook Inlet stays in that press, that's going to be the best way to take advantage of it, is move the ball through the air as opposed to dribbling it up. Pass it around quickly, try and hit the middle of the floor, and then hit your man near the basket and get those easy layups, hopefully catching Cook Inlet before they can get back in transition.
That's right. So Cook Inlet Academy, and not to show our hands here, but Mike and I actually attended Cook Inlet Academy ourselves and played here as well. But we're bringing you T-Jack basketball, so we try not to be biased in our announcing. But we did. We coached together for six years. Last year was our first year off. So it's good to be back in the building, and it's great to get to know this King Cove team. And I really like what we're seeing them from so far. Mike, they were actually the fourth place team at state last year and lost hardly anybody. Their core has been returned here. So we're excited to see what King Cove might be able to do this season. Grossel with the ball. Goes back up to Leaf as we're back into play here. Leaf's going to miss fire from the three-pointer. It's 8:30 a.m. KSDP. You're listening to radio in Sand Point, Alaska. As Samuelson dribbles it up and just pulls up from the right side and drills the three-pointer. So Samuelson with his second triple of the evening. Now 8 points for him, and it's a 40-23 King Cove lead. That's their largest tonight. Brady Hammond with the ball. As McNeff drives him toward the baseline, now hand off to Duarte, right-handed floater over the top, not able to go. Larson thinks about a baseball pass to McNeff, thinks better, and gives it to point guard Samuelson. Pulls up from the exact same spot, and this time it's going to be in and out, though, as Brady Hammond comes up with the rebound for Cook Inlet. So Samuelson was a little bit of a heat check there, see if he can make it from the same exact spot on the floor, and he doesn't. Halfway through the third quarter, Noah Leaf now with the ball for the Eagles. They trail by 17. It was all knotted up at 13 at the first quarter, but since then, King Cove enjoying a 17-point advantage. Brady Leaf now from the left high post, and he drills a jumper. So again, a lot of evolution in Brady's game. As they don't get back on defense again, Mike, Duarte with an easy layup. Cook Inlet falling asleep there in transition.
Yeah, a little bit of confusion. About half the team looks to go into a press there and the other half unaware of their defensive assignment, and too easy for the T-Jacks to strike quick in transition.
42-25 now, 3.5 remaining in the third quarter. Noah Leaf now has the ball. Samuelson's given him some space, so go back up top to Mose. Looks like they're going to be a little bit more sagging this defense, but a pass up top is stripped away. McNeff, he's all by himself, and he nails the layup in transition. Great heads-up play by McNeff to read that passing lane. You always say you want to get in those passing lanes. You're guarding lanes, not players. And they did a good job at stealing it, an easy layup. 44-25 now, largest lead for the T-Jacks. 3 minutes remaining in the third. Brady Hammond up top looks for Craig, who just checked into the game for the Eagles. Craig now on the right wing, dumps it back to Brady. He's going to try to take Duarte one-on-one, goes right by him, but he can't get the layup to go on the right baseline. Rebound falls to the T-Jacks as Samuelson pushes it ahead. Great point guard duties today being taken care of by Ian Samuelson. He's being guarded by Brady Hammond. Now he's directing traffic. He says, I want everybody on the right side of the floor. I'm just going to dribble. He goes right past Hammond, pull up just inside the three. He's going to be off the iron, though, and Hammond gets the rebound. Looks like Samuelson wanted everybody to clear out and go one-on-one. Then he did a pull-up jumper. Here comes Noah Leaf the other way. He's going to dribble into the right corner, now trying to take Samuelson on the baseline, who does a good job of denying him of that. Back up top to Craig, who's looking to get it back to Noah. Didn't look like he wanted any part of that basketball. Now it's going to be Noah. Pulls up. Samuelson's on him, so there's no look. Back up top to Grossel. Left wing now to Brady Hammond. He's going to drive into the teeth of the defense. Floats it over the top of, it looked like that was going to be over the top of Larson, but he can't get it to fall. Rebound comes to the T-Jacks. So Samuelson pushes it ahead now. Right corner to Gould. Back up top to Samuelson. But a travel. Looks like he grabbed the ball. Traveling violation. What happened there, Mikey?
Little pump fake to pass there, and before he can get started, he just drags that back pivot foot, and that results in a travel. Been seeing that a lot lately on this last season, especially early. A lot of these players, you pick up some bad habits in practice, like not quite putting the ball on the floor before you pick up that pivot foot, and then it shows itself when you got actual referees in games.
Mose has the ball for the Eagles. He drives the drive into traffic. Larson just stands there, and he runs into him. Great defense by Larson, just taking that position over a much smaller Mose. And then the turnover on the Eagles, it just goes out of bounds. So great defense, great help defense there from Larson, sliding over in front of his man. And the T-Jacks get the ball back up by 19, 1:45 remaining in this third period of play. Valleaf guarding Samuelson up top, now Gould in the right-hand corner. Back up to Samuelson, great. Oh, and see, that's what they've been doing against this 1-3-1. He was open on the right wing, tries to go weak side to Duarte, who was open for a potential oop, but 3 seconds. In the key called, so a violation on the T-Jacks, and we'll go back to Cook Inlet.
And a good read both by Samuelson and Duarte to sort of play that two-man game. Duarte's just got to do a little bit better job of staying outside the key, then cut in, then cut back out.
Mose takes it. He's going to miss the shot. Rebound by Grossel. He goes inside. Can't get that one to go. Comes up to Mose. So another offensive rebound. He puts it back up, and it's in. So great second-chance effort by the Eagles. Mose now with 5 points on the evening, 27-44, as they push it ahead. And this time Duarte can't get it to go. Right high post jumper taken by Larson. That won't fall. Rebound goes to Grossel. Walsh has the ball now. He'll hand it off to Noah Leaf, who's between him and Hammond. They've been taking care of most of the point guard duties for the Eagles. Noah crossing the timeline. High screen from Grossel. Now goes to his brother Jabal on the right wing. Looks to penetrate, dribbling with his left. A little hook shot in the lane, no good, but his brother's there, put back, also no good. Rebound to Samuelson, pushes it ahead. Transition's been killing Cook Inlet, and there's an easy layup there for Duarte. Duarte doing a great job at releasing and getting some easy baskets here in the third quarter. 35 seconds remaining in the third, 46-27, Cook Inlet. Robert Walsh takes a three. Going to be well short, rebound by Duarte. He looks ahead, and there's not going to be anybody open. So Samuelson will just calmly take it up the floor. Cook Inlet still in that 1-3-1. They got to be careful. They got two guys in the same wing. Now they balance it out. Driving baseline is Gould. Tries to go to the free throw line. Knocked away from Larson, but McNeff comes up with it. Now Samuelson will set things up for the T-Jacks. Corner Gould tries to dump it inside to Duarte, but good position there by Noah Leaf to knock it out of bounds. And we'll stay right here with Cook Inlet. 10 seconds remaining in the third. Hammond checking into the game for Walsh. Gould inbounding on the baseline. Goes to the corner, Samuelson pulls up over top of Hammond. Can't get the three-pointer to go. Rebound comes up to McNeff. Just 5 seconds remaining. Back up top now to Gould. Swings it to Samuelson. Deep three. Taking it to buzzer. Front iron. No good. And after three, it's 46-27 as King Cove expands that 13-point lead they had at halftime. Now enjoying a 19-point lead heading into the final quarter of action. We're going to take a one-minute break and come back for the fourth quarter. Listening to high school basketball here on KSDP 830 AM in Sandpoint.
All righty. Thank you, Justin. We'll take a one-minute break, reset my clock.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
This program is being brought to you by a generous donation from the Aleut Corporation, whose mission is to maximize dividends and choices for its shareholders. www.aleutcorp.com for more details.
Thank you for tuning in. We will have game action in just a moment.
Alaska, it's Cook Inlet Academy Eagles hosting your King Cove T-Jacks. It's 46-27. T-Jacks with a 19-point lead here in the fourth quarter of action. It was tied up 13-13 at the first. They had a 13-point lead at half, now a 19-point lead. So slowly edging away from the Eagles. It's going to be the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles with the ball to start this quarter. And dribbling off his foot is Ben Grossel. So the ball will go out of bounds to the T-Jacks, looking to push this thing up and over 20. Again, with the win yesterday against Houston JV, 81-49, they'll be traveling up to the Valley to play Lumen Christi. They're in Anchorage, rather. They'll be playing them tomorrow before coming all the way back down to Nicolivas on Saturday. So a crazy schedule ahead on this long road trip for the T-Jacks. As Gould can't get the three-pointer to go, rebound's going to go to Cook Inlet. Looks like that's going to be a pushing violation on the T-Jacks.
Like the T-Jacks go in and just sort of a 1-3-1 set there offensively against Cook Inlet's 2-3 that they came out to here in the fourth quarter.
Mac Neff, that was his second personal foul. Severin with three, Samuelson with three, and Duarte with three. So some foul trouble there, but a healthy lead, so not too much of a concern as Cook Inlet can't get that basket to go. Rebound comes up to the T-Jacks. They'll push it across the half-court line. Samuelson once again setting things up. Swings it down to the right to Gould. Gould to the high post. Nice set shot from, it's going to be Larson, but he can't get it to go. Noah Leaf with one more rebound. He'll push it ahead with 1 minute into this fourth quarter. It goes to his brother Jabal over the top of Larson. No good. Samuelson with the rebound. He'll look to push ahead. Duarte ahead. This time Noah Leaf takes off that pass. And a floater from the free throw line. No good from Samuelson. And another big board from Noah Leaf. So we can see how that 21-21, that might be a thing. Noah Leaf, nice spin move in the lane, and he gets it to go. Beautiful look from Noah Leaf, Mike, is a spin in the lane for 2 points.
Great job, brought the ball down the left side of the floor, recognized that there was no one on the weak side on the defense, just spun to that open spot and laid it in.
This time the high post to low post action is denied as Larson tried to dump it inside to Duarte, and Noah Leaf just bats it away with two hands, but the T-Jacks come up with it. Now a three-pointer taken on the left side. Samuelson, nothing but the bottom of the rim. Basket, net. He has 11 points now.
You can tell Samuelson has a very nice release, good-looking shot. May not be shooting as well as he probably typically does here tonight because I really like his form and the way he releases that ball.
Yeah, three triples for him now, 49-29 as Mose takes a shot. Nice bank shot over three players, and he'd get that to go. That's now 7 points for Hunter Mose. Now it's 49-31, an 18-point advantage for King Cove. They're going to take a timeout with 5:53 remaining in this game. And Mike's been taking, between Mike and first half, his wife Chloe, we're taking stats. What's jumping out at us from the turnover and rebound departments?
Well, so far, the T-Jacks dominating the turnover battle. Cook Inlet with a quick 6 turnovers there in the second half compared to only 3 for the T-Jacks. They're doing a good job taking care of the ball, which is just resulting in basically more shot attempts, more opportunities to score. Cook Inlet struggling a little bit more in the half court to kind of move the ball around successfully without turning it over. And then Duarte rebounding very well here in the second half with 5 boards in the second and 3 from the first, so 8 rebounds total on his way to a double-double here tonight.
Yeah, excellent effort from him as King Cove gets the ball now, back up by 18, 49-31, 5:45 remaining in the game. High post action is going to be Severin back outside to Gould, who can't get it to drop, but he gets his own rebound. Now to Samuelson, left side floater on the left baseline with the right hand, can't fall. Noah Leaf with one more rebound, and he'll come down the floor, set things up for the Eagles. A lot of time here left, an 18-point lead, but crazier things have happened, so King Cove continues to need to execute, just play solid defense. Here comes Mose. Kicks it back out to Brady off the dribble. Pull up left elbow, no good from Brady. Rebound to Gould, pushing ahead. McNeff now run on one from Grossel. And Grossel's going to get called with the reach in. That's his personal and the team's first. Actually, they went the entire third quarter without a team foul.
Yeah, like I said, not a super fast-paced game, which sort of results in perimeter passing. No one's really playing super up-close defense. It's kind of easy to move the ball around, take shots, and no fouls, which we appreciate.
Yeah, clean game, folks. Mm-hmm. Clean games. 5-11 left. Samuelson way deep. That was about 4 feet behind the line at the top of the key, in and out of bounds, and it looks like it's going to be last touch by Cook Inlet.
Samuelson, wow, has a great shot. I'm sure the coach would love to see him rotate the ball a couple times, then he can get it back right by the three-point line where he's even more deadly, and he can knock down that shot after rotating it a bit.
Severn now, he has the ball on the right wing, to take the three, front iron. Larson with the nice big rebound, kicks it outside, right corner pocket. Gould, money! Good shot there from Gary Gould, his second three-pointer of the evening. Now 8 points for him, 52-31, largest lead for the T-Jacks. Hammond coming the other way now, 4:40 remaining in this game. Noah Leaf up top, he's going to take the three-pointer, can't get it to drop. Rebound by Gould. King Cole pushes it ahead. Samuelson, see what he's got on the right side. He's driving it up the sideline between his legs a few times, and now we're going to set things back up. So good job at being patient. High post now, back to the left corner. It's going to be Samuelson taking a three, can't get that one to drop. And it's going to be Grossel with the rebound. Coming the other way for Cook Inlet. So good job using that high timeout. It's going to be a short timeout taken by Cook Inlet. And Mike, I like what King Cove's doing there. The best way to exploit a zone defense, one of the best ways, is to use that high post, and they're really using it to their advantage.
Absolutely. They work it into the high post there on that last possession, and then that high post player, rather than just staring or standing with the ball for too long, immediately turns to locate. Where's the open guy at? He sees Samuelson cut through to the weak side corner, ends up wide open at the three-point line. Fires it right into him, and he gets a good wide-open look there. I'm sure those will start to drop as the night continues.
So 52-31, high school basketball here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. Sam Point, Justin Franchino alongside me, Mike Kaitonen. We're connecting Sam Point and King Cove this week. We'll actually be back here Saturday as Sam Point's going to take on the Cook Inlet boys. Again, no girls team for Cook Inlet, so it'll just be the Sam Point guys that'll be here on Saturday. And then I'll actually be traveling to Seward for Sam Point on Tuesday, so you'll get to hear a little bit more of me over the next couple days. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Hunter Mose takes the jumper. It's going to be short. Rebound's going to be knocked away, and they're going to say it was last touch by the T-Jacks. Cook Inlet with the ball underneath their own basket. Three personal fouls for Graydon Severin, three for Duarte, and three for Samuelson. But a 21-point lead, so that shouldn't be too large of a concern. Foul trouble. Noah Leaf back up top to Mose. One man-to-man defense now. If you're King Cove, just no silly fouls. Just stay in front of your man. Jabal Leaf takes the jumper. No good. Going to go to Severin there for the rebound. He's going to look to push ahead. Now Samuelson once again sets things up. The orchestrator of the offense here for King Cove. Right wing now to Gould. There's that high post action. Severin now back out top to Gould. He's going to drive. Nice little dump off to, actually he was intending to go to Larson, but it goes off his hands right to Severin, so a lucky break there, but heads up play from Severin to get the foot back. Now 54-31, 3.5 remaining in the game. Hammond now dribbling a little out of control, and it's going to be picked up, and I think they're going to call, yep, he lost it. It's a foul on Brady as Gould came up with it, and Brady a little out of control there. Hammond now his third personal foul. It's going to be just a second on the half for Cook Inlet. McNeff's going to take a break, so Severin, Larson, Duarte, Samuelson, and Gould for King Cove. High post action, Larson back outside to Gould. He'll take a three, well long of the rim, and a rebound tries to go to Jabal Leaf, but it's going to be out of bounds. So great patience there, and I love how they're going inside out with that high post. Like Mike said, instead of a dribble and a pull-up, get a couple passes going.
That high post is the perfect place to try and enter the ball when an opponent is playing a 2-3 zone. That's where the gap is in the defense.
Off the inbound, Samuelson with a lot of daylight, and he drills his fourth three-pointer. So like Mike said, he's got a good-looking stroke, and now he's knocked down four triples, 57-31, 3 minutes remaining in this game. Largest lead for the Thunder to the Tundra Jacks. Keep doing that. I want to go Thunder. It's Tundra. Tundra Jacks. Going to be Grossel up top for the Eagles, trying to operate against this man-to-man, some sagging man-to-man here. They're not trying to pressure the ball so much as just take away the drive. So good defense, very disciplined here by King Cove, as Noah Lee tries to drive by Samuelson, poked away by Severin out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched by Noah Leaf. Full timeout taken by Cook Inlet Academy. 2.5 remaining in the game. 57-31. Largest lead of the game for King Cove. So looking good here.
Cook Inlet, when they're able to move the ball on the perimeter a little bit and keep working it around, eventually they typically find a crease here in this T-Jack defense and can get a lane to the basket. It really is just a matter of being able to maintain possession of that ball long enough to do so.
So far for the T-Jacks, 20 points from Mario Duarte, and a lot of those just transition. He does a good job at releasing and just getting easy buckets, heads-up plays, some good outlet passes from Larson, from Samuelson, looking ahead, making it easy on him. Also, we've got 14 points from Ian Samuelson, including 4 three-pointers, 8 points from Graydon Severin as your top scorers so far from the T-Jacks. Coach Newman said they've got a very balanced attack this year, a lot of guys who can score the ball, and that's what we're seeing early, as opposed to Cook Inlet, who really relies on that offense from Noah Leaf.
Yeah, it's a luxury there for the T-Jacks to be able to have, like you said, a balanced team, especially offensively. It's much easier for a team to key in on one or two players and try and stop them, as opposed to what appears to be a team where any one of the five guys on the floor can, you know, consistently put the ball in the hoop if they're left open. So good news for the T-Jacks going forward.
Looks like a full-court press going to be set up here out of the timeout. Coach McMillan of Cook Inlet wanted to see if we can get a look here. Kind of a 1-2-1-1 press. They're going to go to the left side. Now Samuelson drives past the defender. He's going to get up relatively easily. Goes all the way to the baseline, hand off to Severin. Severin's going to pound it in the paint. Nice little dish over to the right block, but it's going to go right out of the hands of Duarte. Good look, just a little too much mustard.
Yeah, exactly right, Justin. He got in there nice, and he's able to see that lane to dump it off, but a little too much pepper on that thing, and it goes out of bounds.
Cook Inlet was prepared for a full-court defense there, but King Cove didn't throw it out, so their stack is unnecessary. Noah Leaf with a nice skip-ahead bounce pass to his brother. Jabal gets it off the rim, rolls around, and in for two. So Jabal Leaf now on the board, 2 points for him, and it's 57-33, two-minute warning here in the basketball game. There comes that full-court press. They're going to push ahead to Duarte. Nice skip over to the left block, but it's going to be Severin having a hard time to come up with it, so no layup for him. And Samuelson will set things back up for the T-Jacks. They dribble, and he's going to take a deep three. Not able to go. Not sure if the coach wanted that one. Noah Leaf's going to get the rebound. And here come the Eagles with a minute 45 remaining in the game, 57-33. T-Jacks now, again, just playing good, smart defense. Stay in front of your man. Make them force the issue. Moe's back up top to Leaf, being guarded by Samuelson. Did a good job of staying in front of him. Leaf very quick to the basket. He's long and he's strong, so he's a difficult player to guard. Brady Hammond's going to take the left elbow jumper. No good. Rebound by Moe's of the Eagles. He goes to put it back up, knocked away by Gould. Moe's regains it, and this time it's going to be a double dribble. He had dribbled, picked it up, pump fake, but dribbled again. Substitution now for Cook Inlet as they empty their bench. John Peterson, Lucas Craig, and Robert Walster, the game, to join Jabal Leaf and Hunter Moe's. So a great game from the two seniors, Brady Hammond and Noah Leaf. They're going to take a little seat here now with the game in hand. 57-33, a minute 11 remaining in the basketball game. Samuelson left wide open up top. He's 3 feet behind the line and buries another one. So Samuelson absolutely on fire in the second half. 5 three-pointers from him, 3 of them coming in the fourth quarter, 60-33. Now Moe's with the ball up top. Cook Inlet, good chance for them to get some of these guys some minutes, see what they can do. Robert Walsh up top, he'll pull the trigger, not scared, and almost hits it, can't quite go. Rebound to Samuelson, here's Duarte releasing once again, broken record time, nice little handoff to Severin. Can't get the layup to go, rebounds his own, and he puts it back in now. Severin, that's going to be 10 points on him. He gets into the double-digit category, 33 seconds remaining in the game, 62-33. Full court pressure, Moe's tries to get the ball from Walsh, but it's going to scoot out of bounds in front of the King Cove ball bench as they get the ball back. 28 seconds remaining in the basketball game, and it looks like they're going to clear their bench as well. So into the game for the first time, Chris Babcock, as well as Anthony Reed, who saw some minutes earlier in action, is Duarte, Samuelson, and I think Gould. Oh, no, Duarte's going to inbound it. Samuelson and Gould take a seat. 25 seconds remaining. Severin drives into the lane, can't get that layup to go. Rebound comes to Walsh, 20 seconds remaining. He looks to push it ahead, baseball pass to Moe's. Doesn't quite get it, but does a good job of getting a hand on it. Now Jabal Leaf's on the floor, scoots it over to Walsh, 12 seconds. Moe's being guarded by Severin, drives right baseline, good help by Larson, dumps it inside to Jabal, who puts it up and can't get it to go, but with 5.5 seconds left, he'll be fouled going to the free throw line for the Eagles.
Pretty good ball movement there, realistically, by Cook Inlet. ball never really stayed in one person's hands too long. If they got it and a player closed out on them, they were able to move it quickly, eventually found its way down underneath the hoop, and Jabal gets to go to the free throw line.
So 5.5 seconds remaining in the game. 62-33, well in hand. Don't forget, tomorrow, King Cove's going to be up at Lumen Christi. Sam Point going to be at Wasilla Lake. And then on Saturday, Sam Point is actually going to be here against Cook Inlet, while King Cove comes back down to Nicolaevis. So a lot of weekend action. This is that long road trip as Jabal misses that first free throw. The 18th to the 25th, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games in 7 days. 7 games in 8 days. That is a marathon.
Yes, it is. That sounds like a lot of fun, Justin.
Yeah. Jabal, second free throw, nails it. Good job by Jabal. Gets it to go. Now 3 points for him. And with 4 seconds, Gould's going to dribble it up. Pass it over to Larson, who launches a three at the buzzer. No good. And that is your final, 62-34. Nice win here for the T-Jacks over the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles, hosting in Soldotna, Alaska. So we'll break down the scores here before we leave you. Nice to be able to call this game here on KSDP 830 AM. And Sam Points, Justin Franchino, alongside me, Mike Kaitonen, bringing you action here from Soldotna. Figuring out the scores here. We've got 7 points from Cook Inlet's Hunter Mose. We've got 8 points from Brady Hammond. 3 points from Jabal Leaf. And the rest of them, that 16 points coming from Noah Leaf, their senior captain, who's been averaging 20-20 this season thus far. For the T-Jacks, 2 points from the big man, Dylan Larson. 8 points for Gary Gould. It's going to be 10 points for Graydon Severin. 5 points from J.C. McNeff. And it's going to be with 5 3-pointers. 17 points for Ian Samuelson. And leading the way for the T-Jacks, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20 big ones from Mario Duarte, the leading scorer for the T-Jacks. Mike, what do you see in the turnover and rebounding department?
Well, again, like we talked about, T-Jacks doing a great job taking care of the ball there in that game, not falling to Cook Inlet's pressure or press defense. They end up with only 11 turnovers on the night. Pretty great number for high school basketball as opposed to Cook Inlet's 22, so that definitely helped them with the win. And then Duarte and Larson, both with a game high for their team, 8 rebounds.
So great job by King Cove. Congratulations on the win, guys. Final score here again, 62-34. It was a 13-13 first quarter lead for King, or a tie game. Everyone was tied up, and then it was a 13-point advantage for the T-Jacks, making some separation there in the second quarter before really blowing it open here in the second half. They walk away with a 62-34 victory. So here in Soldotna, it's Justin Franchino and Mike Kaitonen. Pleasure to bring you high school basketball on KSDP 830 AM out of Sam Point. And now we'll kick it back to Virgil. Thanks for him setting us up. Great board ops by you, Virgil. And we will see you guys back here at 5:30 on Saturday. Sam Point will be playing these Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. Good night.